USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge in Georgia has dismissed a lawsuit by the state Republican Party and President Trump's campaign that asked him to ensure a coastal county was following state laws on processing absentee ballots. As far as what's taking so long in Georgia, Gabriel Sterling is the Georgia Secretary of State, COO. He says,
well, the main thing, there's several things that work on this system, and the biggest one of all is we have paper ballots, so there's going to be a record of what has occurred here. If there's any questions, you can always go back to do an audit and a recount. In many places, everything is open to the public. We have poll watchers in these places. In places like Fulton County, the state has placed a monitor.
The public is getting its first look at the police body camera footage in the Walter Wallace shooting in Philadelphia. The video shows the black police officers repeatedly telling Mr. Wallace to drop his knife. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Joe Biden says he will immediately rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement if he wins the presidential election. Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw of Texas criticizing the move, saying oil and gas prices will go up across the country. A man with a metal detector in Maine finds a coin that's over 200 years old. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, here's Lance Pry.
A man with a metal detector has found a 222-year-old coin under a few inches of soil outside a church in Emden, Maine. Shane Houston of Charlotte, North Carolina, was on a metal detecting trip with a friend from New Hampshire when he found the coin earlier this month. The copper penny, dated 1798, comes from the first decade of American minted money in North America. The penny is not in pristine condition. Houston said it might fetch a couple hundred bucks, but that he has no intentions of selling it. On the same trip, he also found a .75 caliber musket ball, making it British in origin.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Trump campaign files a lawsuit in Nevada.
The Trump campaign claims former Nevada residents who left the state due to the pandemic were permitted to vote in the Silver State. And this woman says she didn't get to vote.
I always voted in person. This time they mailed out the ballot and somebody took my ballot. They also took the ballot of my roommate. I was told by the interviewer from Channel 8, when I said, did other people do this, he said yes.
Former Director of National Intelligence Rick Grinnell summed up the reason for the suit.
We've asked Clark County for answers. They have no answers. They continue to count illegal votes. That is unacceptable, and it's giving legal people a sense that the system is corrupt.
In the Nevada News Bureau, I'm Wyatt Cox.
ESPN is going through another round of layoffs, the head of ESPN confirming roughly 300 layoffs as a parent company Disney is shifting more to a direct-to-consumer streaming and following internal discussions about layoffs related to COVID-19. ESPN also saying they will be parting ways with some on-air talent once contracts expire. NBC and Fox Sports have also laid off or let contracts expire during 2020. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.